Born Timothy Mosele, banjo has been a key figure in Botswana's music scene for over two decades. His story begins when he was a young student in the 1960s, listening to Bakanga music on South African radio stations.
The music that people like Huma Sekela are playing and Mahotela Queens, you know, the old South African township music.
And of course, he listened to rock and roll.
Just to hear the sound of an electric guitar those days. We used to put on the red ribbons and everybody, I mean, we all started playing this popular song by Jimi Hendrix called Hey Joe. Hey Joe, I said, where you going with that? You gotta go, hey. Every young guitarist then wanted to play that song, and I think they could. And then after school, we formed our own band called the In Crowds. It was a youth band, and like in the late 70s, we were one of the most popular youth band in the country.
Then in 1980, Hugh Masekela, who'd been living in the U.S. for years, moved back to Africa and settled in Botswana. One evening, Masekela went to hear Mosele's band play.
So we just jumped with him, and then he left, and he told us, guys, when I come back from the States, we're going to play together. And we didn't believe him, you know. And then he came back to Botswana, and we recorded a record with him in 1983.
That album was Techno Bush. The lead song, Don't Go Lose It, Baby, would go on to top the charts in the United States. Everybody out there loves a winner.
Don't go lose it, baby. That was a dream come true for me then. And that was the ticket for us to come to Europe. And we left Botswana. We come into the stage, perform in the States, lived there for some years.
Looking back, Mosele knows just how lucky he was.
It was a lot of experience, you know. Actually, I grew up around the best musicians from Southern Africa.
In 1987, Masekela left Botswana to join Paul Simon's Graceland tour, and banjo began 2 years of music study at London University's Goldsmiths College. There, he formed his own band, Bushmen Don't Surf, and he's been performing and recording independently ever since. Banjo moved to Oslo, Norway in the 1990s, but he continues traveling and performing throughout Europe and Botswana. In 2003, he released his first solo album, Badisa. 2005 saw his second album, Moving On. He visits Botswana frequently, some 3 to 4 times a year. And that's where he recorded his most recent album, Nowadays, collaborating entirely with local talent. In recent years, Mosele has been working with the Botswana Musicians Union to better promote his country's music. Botswana shares 90 degrees of its border with South Africa, as well as a common language. Because of this, says Mosele, there's no reason why Botswanan music shouldn't be able to break into the larger South African market and beyond. For VOA News, I'm Cecily Hillary in Washington.